Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Security concerns taint first in-person Sudbury Pride events. Though the plans to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Pride in Sudbury are being set, you won't find many details, such as locations, on the Fierté Sudbury Pride website, and there's a very good reason for that, the chair of the event told Sudbury.com this week. The reason, said Caitlin Katila, is out of a concern for the safety and comfort of those who want to participate. Safety is our number one priority, Katila said. Safety within these spaces is the most important. And this year, watching the political climate, we've seen these threats as more of a concern. And so we've had to really step up to make sure that if we are creating these spaces that everyone can feel and be safe in them. Katila said there have certainly been threats to the festivities before, but none quite so real as in previous years. She mentions the recent cancellations due to bomb and death threats to all ages and often library-hosted drag shows, with instances in both Montreal and Victoria, as well as in Orillia. Katila also points to similar incidents in the United States, where recently a large group of far-right groups, including the Proud Boys and Patriot Front, have been protesting Pride events. Read the full story here. Arts community gathers for frank talk on STC's theatre merger. Around 60 members of Sudbury's arts community gathered on stage at Sudbury Theatre Centre on Monday night for a frank, and at times emotional, roundtable discussion as STC and Yes Theatre attempted to clear the air about their planned merger. Last month, STC and Yes Theatre said they will be working together to put on a joint 2022-2023 season out of the STC building. The two theater companies legally remain separate entities, but they are exploring the idea of a merger over the next year. This situation has sparked concern from many supporters of the financially strapped Sudbury Theater Center, who say merger talks earlier this year lack transparency, and wonder what will be lost in the process. Yes Theater founder Alessandro Costantini, currently artistic director for both Yes Theater and STC, said his intention is to preserve the legacy of Sudbury Theatre Center, the place where he got his start. A professional actor known for his role with the national production of the musical, Dear Evan Hansen, Costantini said he is committed to making the merger work, and won't be lured away from Sudbury by shiny opportunities. Read the full story here. Feds pledge $2.6 million to the Greater Sudbury Airport, offering a boost to a beleaguered organization. The federal government has pledged $2.6 million to the Greater Sudbury Airport toward infrastructure needs. Capital spending has largely fallen by the wayside since the pandemic hit in early 2020, which saddled the airport with a significant drop in travelers alongside various continued expenses. The funding announced on Tuesday will help fill this infrastructure gap, Greater Sudbury Airport Sao Todd Tripp told Sudbury.com. It'll cover some efforts to repair, wear and tear, issues, he said, and, more importantly, it's upgrading to new infrastructure. The runways are currently lit by incandescent bulbs, which will soon be replaced by LEDs, which Tripp said last longer, reduce associated electrical costs by approximately 65% and prove more efficient during the winter months. The funding will also help with various infrastructure changes at the airport most travelers are unlikely to notice. Read the full story here. Brampton man hit with stunt driving charge on Highway 69. A 24-year-old Brampton man is facing stunt driving charges after being pulled over by the OPP on Highway 69 in Greater Sudbury. Nipissing West Detachment officers report stopped a vehicle traveling 117 km per hour in a posted 70 km per hour construction zone on Highway 69 in the city of Greater Sudbury. The 24-year-old driver of the vehicle faces one count each of racing a motor vehicle, speeding in a construction zone and driving a motor vehicle without a valid permit. The driver was issued a 30-day license suspension and the vehicle was impounded for 14 days. The man was released on a provincial summons and is scheduled to appear at the Ontario Court of Justice on July 19 in Sudbury. Read the full story here. Sudbury's Pace Global looks to help mining firms go digital. A Sudbury woman who is one of the few people in Canada qualified to advise on digitizing mining businesses said only a small percentage of Canadian businesses are using their digital technology properly. Naya Singh, the CEO of Pace Global, was a guest speaker in Toronto at the Northern Ontario Mining Showcase, which was part of the annual convention of the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada. Singh said the Sudbury-based Pace Global is one of the few digital adoption firms that works with the mining sector. She told the audience that BDC Canada, a business development bank, completed a recent study that showed average small to medium-sized businesses in Canada had invested $120,000 in new technology. And the shocking part of the study is after investing $120,000, in 2020, only 5% of businesses actually used the technology properly. So there's a real problem here, Singh said. Read the full story here. Angel Investor Group named top in North America. A Northern Ontario angel investing group is earning top accolades for its work. In a new report, the 2021 Angel Funders Report, the Angel Capital Association has named Northern Ontario Angels, NOAA, the top angel investing network in North America. Data from the report was taken from 71 angel investing organizations across the continent. NOAA is standing member of the Angel Capital Association. We are very proud to be named the number one angel organization in Canada over the past 10 years and continue to be one of the top in North America. This accreditation has put NOAA on the map of connecting our Northern Ontario entrepreneurs and businesses to the world, said Donna Smith, chair of NOAA's board of directors, in a June 22 news release. Our continued success can be attributed to our unique organization model, which is led by our NOAA executive director Ian Lane, our team of consultants, staff and board of directors who work diligently every day. Together we are a global success. Since its inception in 2009, Northern Ontario Angels has closed 465 deals worth a total of $663,781,700. Read the full story here. Mostly cloudy day with chance of showers. Expect a mainly cloudy day for Wednesday with a 40% chance of showers early in the morning. Today's high is expected to be 21. The UV index will be 6, or high. Tonight, the skies will clear and the temperature will drop to 11.